Welcome to A Voice of a People. This is Linda Sims talking to you live from WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We have three different options available to you that you can take advantage of and be a part of our show. Okay, the first one is we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhones, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. Or you can call in if you have any questions or would like to make any comments that has to do with whatever show is airing on that day from the hours of 4:15 until 5 p.m. Now, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People. Okay, now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio, and their telephone number is 740-262-0939. And not only that, one of the owners of Inspect Ohio, Cheryl Lee, will be my guest today. She will be calling in over the phone. Okay? Now, last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. And just to go back on yesterday, Pastor Jackie Peterson was my guest, and if you missed it, you missed a good show. Okay, I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled, No Problem. Solutions are never necessary because there are no problems. Only our perception makes it seem so, and only our minds make our perception seem real. If there is a problem, it is our perception. That is hard to see in a world that celebrates and rewards the finding and solving of the problem. When you decide that you will no longer perceive the problem, you will see only the facts or a situation. Hold on, Cheryl Lee is calling.
Already. Hello.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I am fine, and how are you?
I am doing great.
Good, good. I got some background going on here. I think that's better now. Okay. Cheryl Lee, how you been?
I have been good. I've been great through all of this craziness. So, are you on air? Are we on the air?
Yes, we are. We are on the air.
Oh, my goodness. So, Linda, what's going on? I mean, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, let me introduce you. This is Cheryl Lee.
Okay.
She's the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship in our city, Marion, Ohio. She has been in this position for, 13 years?
Oh, I guess.
Yes, a long time.
I know. It's hard to keep track. I don't mean to be flippant, but it really is hard to keep track.
Yes, it is. And I was just sharing with them that you are part owner of Inspect Ohio.
Right. Right. My husband and I have been self-employed since 96.
Well, that's been
a long
time.
So it's been quite a while. Yes. And he is, we really enjoy the job. He's a very good inspector, and he's very good with the walking new buyers through on what an inspection is and what they can expect. I'm the office, and I'm the one who does the scheduling for him. So he always says that he works for me.
Oh, he works for you, I bet. He probably feels that way. Exactly.
Yeah. But it's a good team. It works really well. And we've been doing it a long time, and he's getting to the point where he's ready to just slow down a little bit. So I guess for us, COVID was kind of a blessing, because he was able, well, when COVID started, Linda, the first part of this year, he had slipped off of the ladder and cracked some ribs.
Wow.
So it was a timely slowdown when the governor had requested that people stay home and stuff like that.
Right.
And it gave Calvin the time that he needed for that mending. And God's been good through all of this. We have had, God has been very good and has blessed our household and our home with health and with the finances that we needed to keep going.
Yes, that has truly been a blessing that, mm-hmm. you know, our country has stepped up to help those in business and the banks and even people who were not working.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that, you know, because where would we be if that was not available to us, you know, to help one another? That was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was really great.
That's right.
Yes, and I thank the president for that. I really do.
That's right.
Yes,
yes, absolutely. Give credit where credit is due.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And now going on to CEF, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, we need to have your listeners lift us up, because of this COVID pandemic, you know, people, we don't have the information. I don't believe that we have all the facts. I know that I know it's a virus, but are we being toyed with so that other agendas can be brought into the situation? And, you know, it's affecting our schools. It's affecting our school schedules and our children, which I think is very wrong to, you know, kind of hold our children hostage. And we don't know, as far as CEF, some of the schools, you know, some of the counties are saying that they're going to open up and other counties aren't. We thought we were going to open up, and now I hear that we might be going to the two off. And so getting back into the schools and being a presence there, we don't know for sure whether that'll even be an option to us. So we just really want your listeners to lift up leadership in our community and lift up the superintendents of our schools and really, I guess, our governor, for that matter, that we can get back into the schools and the kids can have some familiar routine around them. And while they're doing that the extracurricular activities, which we would be considered, will also have access to those campuses. There's a lot that are still unknown, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so while having said that, CEF is looking at alternative methods of getting the word out before the children. In fact, we are, our chapter, which is the Greater Finley chapter, and we consist of 9 counties. We're the furthest west, the furthest county east, and then you start heading west with our chapter. We've been doing, our paid staff has been doing Zoom 5-day clubs. And in the summertime, 5-day clubs was always getting out in the communities, and a lot of children who would not be able to come to a Good News Club during the school year would be able to come to the 5-day clubs. Well, now they have put that on Zoom. So, again, you know, there is a blessing and a curse, I guess. The blessing is that we can use this alternative method of getting out there and reaching children. The curse is, children are just so busy. They, if you do it at 10 in the morning, it's too early. If you do it in the afternoon, they seem to forget. You know, I just got out of a meeting, and I was sitting down to do another task, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to call Linda.
I'm glad you remembered.
I know. Thank you for inviting me. But, you know, that's how life is. You have all good intentions of stepping in and being a part of the Good News Club or the five-day club in front of the computer for 40 minutes, and you got busy doing something else. You know, the little ones. So the clubs have been small, and but at the same token, you know, leadership is learning how to use it, and we here in Marion will have a training session August 27th on how to use it so that we can have a presence within the different schools of our county. We're looking, and I'm more excited about it. I hear that it's difficult, but shoot, I'm 61, Linda. Everything's difficult for me when it comes to a computer. So what's new?
That's true. That's so true. You're giving your age out on national radio, right? Okay.
You know, so it's like, what's new? We'll deal with it. We'll roll with it. We'll be flexible, right?
Right. What's important is that they get the good news out. That's what's important right now, you know, by any means necessary because of the day and time that we live in.
That's exactly right. You know, and many of the county schools, or many of the county fairs, which is another big part of the ministry,
right,
during the summer months, we're there at the fairs and we're, you know, we're talking to the parents, we're sitting down talking to the children, and many of those children come through our booth several times throughout the week because they're bored. So, especially if they're 4-H kids or whatever, so they come out and they spend some time with us talking to the different leadership that's there, listening to the stories several times. You know, I mean, that solidifies with them. And that has been, many of those fairs have been canceled for this summer. But yet, as we're getting closer to the end of the summer months, some of the street fairs have been brought back. Some of the balloon festivals were not canceled. There's a couple of the fairs that have decided to go on with their fairs. So those opportunities are still available to us, and just praising God that those are open to us. And like you said, we just need to get the word out to the children, and we're trying to with the methods that we have available to us. So, you know, creativity is one of the things we've all got to put our thinking caps on and be creative and just ask God to go before us, you know, just to make that path before us and allow us to be obedient servants for Him.
Yeah, I was just talking with my call anchorman before you called in. And he was saying, I don't know if this is a myth or this is, or we're getting a real story. I said, because we keep hearing different things every day, but one thing remains consistent, that the virus is here and the virus is real and people are dying from the virus. Now, we also have people who are have been healed from the virus and they're still alive, you know, so everyone's not dying from the virus. But I guess when it comes down to getting your driver's license, which he and I were talking about, well, some people don't even want you in the BMV. So then my daughter calls me and tells me that Columbus wasn't even going to go back to school this year. So I don't know what we're supposed to do but to trust God in this situation, because I feel like if God really wanted to, He could just snuff this thing out with no problem. But it's here.
Well, Our God has a reason. I mean, He's got a plan.
There you go.
And you know, there's no doubt about it. It is a real virus. I do believe that we do not have the information out. We don't have the correct information. We're kept in the dark a lot because I think there's some power plays behind all of it that's affecting all. It will affect all of us. You know, there's some political power plays that are going on that will affect all of us. And unfortunately, I think that the schooling of the children, don't get me wrong, when children are homeschooled and stuff like this, they have a routine, and they get into that routine, and I've been acquainted with many homeschooled parents and their families, and these kids are brilliant. I mean, they know discipline, they know how to sit down, they know how to work their studies and stuff like that. But when we're doing it to a whole school system that has been used to coming to school with minimum discipline, that's going to be difficult for a lot of parents, because the parents still have to work, and they count on grandparents, or they count on babysitters through the summer months, but then they count on school also for the daycare that they would have. So that's going to be a huge adjustment. So it really is a lot of praying for a lot of families in so many different ways. Okay. So many different ways. And a lot of praying for our children, too, that they can keep up with their studies, that they get the tutoring that they need, that they get the individual care that they need so that they can excel with their studies, but also so that we can have our little niche,
right,
where we can get in there and share God's word with them, and teach them, that God loves them. Yes, God, our God is big enough to take care of any disease, but we're a fallen world, and He still allows life to happen.
Yes, He does. Yes, yeah. He does, and I agree with you. He does have a plan, and I believe He's using this to get our attention. I mean, because it seemed like it was going away at one point, but then I don't know what happened, but someone was saying that the Supreme Court had said it was okay about something with abortion, and then it started back up again. What was that, about a month ago? They signed a bill saying it was okay to this different type of technique of aborting babies. Did you hear about that?
I know that one of the conservative judges, I believe, went, yes, that there was, that they allowed abortion, but I don't know anything about the law other than it was, for pro-life, it was quite a hit,
yeah.
And so, unfortunately, I think everyone has choices, but I think young people and older people need to make that choice before they decide to sleep with somebody. And if you take those responsibilities away from them, then we get this kind of legislation. And God loves children.
Oh, yeah.
Life above all else. Life is just so precious to Him.
Isn't it?
And then to have this ruling across our land that just kind of like endorses promiscuous, I think I said that wrong, the word wrong, but just endorses immorality, sexual immorality, where children, young people, do not have to be responsible for their actions, and they don't have to really give it a lot of thought, because, if I get pregnant, I'll just go to a clinic and have an abortion. And that's a, God does not, we can't expect God's hand of protection to be on us when we are slapping Him in the face with the very thing that He holds so precious. That's my opinion.
True. And I agree with you on that. And there must be a lot of things He's not happy with. And I know that is one of them. And then, there also reporting on the news almost daily about the babies being found in the trash can. And it's just so sad because the doors are open for young ladies, young teenagers who may have made the wrong decisions and are pregnant and was able to hide it from parents and, you know, people that they have to look up to or are over them, and they sneak around and have these babies and put them in the trash when you can just take them to a hospital, to a police station. You don't even have to give your name. It's just sad. It's just really sad. And who knows the answer except what? Repent? Give your life to God?
And that is the answer. You know, I mean, would they still have a difficult time raising that child? Possibly. But they would have this precious child, and they would have the help of God.
True.
You know, God doesn't step in where he's not wanted. He waits for us to come to him and ask for assistance. He doesn't bully us into making decisions. He doesn't bully us into walking away from lifestyles. He loves us into wanting to walk away from lifestyles. He loves us into wanting to share his love with other men and women, you know, and God is just waiting. He's there waiting for us to just say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And these young kids or these young people who get themselves into trouble, there's many, many ways of getting themselves into trouble, you know, but when they're taught that a child in the womb is nothing but body waste, we're going to treat it like body waste. And so unfortunately, that's what happens to many, many precious babies, is that they are treated like body waste and then they're disregarded. And what we're trying, you know, like whenever we can get with children of any age and share with them just how much God loves them, and just that starts giving them self-worth. And if somebody feels that they're worth something, they look at life differently.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, they start trying harder to maybe be a little more successful.
Yeah.
They start trying harder to maybe not only please themselves, but maybe to please, you know, who knows, their junior high teachers, their high school teachers, or maybe just being more of a part of the family. It's knowing that they are worth something. And oftentimes the world just doesn't teach them just how much they're worth unless they're an athlete, you know, or something of that sort. But every person, every child in school is worth God's love. And God loves them. He's just waiting for them to come to him.
True. And that's why it's so important for CEF, one of many venues, get that word out that Jesus
mm-hmm.
loves them. You know, he
mm-hmm.
will never leave you nor forsake you. And believe it or not, that was in my devotion this morning. A lady was giving her testimony about CEF and how her grandmother, she had seen this in a lady's window and told her parents about it. And her parents told her to go ask her grandmother about it, right? And I thought about that. Where are the parents? And are they able to lead their children to Christ, or are they sending them all over to... Well, my mother sent me, so that's not a bad thing. You know, she didn't take me, but she sent me to church. And I said, wow, how befitting is this, Lord, that you would have me to read in my devotion, you know, someone's testimony about CEF. And I'm having Shirley on today. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. God's timing is so good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Perfect. It is perfect. And you know, he does not disappoint. Not at all.
No. No.
But you said something that I want to go back to. God is not wanted. Now, you know that we've been through also the doors of the church being closed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was something that we were talking about, too, and thinking about. God's not even wanted in the church.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a real big ouch, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's something that when many churches have shut their doors or when they are open and they're teaching heresy because they've walked away from God's word, because it's not cool, I guess, or it's not in line with the social justice. It's hard to understand how that could be, you know, but it's there. And Linda, well, you do the one show with a gentleman, don't you, with the end times?
Yes.
And if anyone of your listeners are, you know, if they're listening to that, then they understand that this could very well be a big part of the end times, of the preparing for the end times.
It's one of the last signs.
Mm-hmm.
The great
mm-hmm.
falling away.
Mm-hmm.
Great apostasy.
Yep. And I know that in my own household, there's just the young people. There's just no interest in the 20s or 30-something to come to church. And I hear people say, oh, you know, Lord, come quickly. And I'm like, no, Lord, stall.
I know what you're saying. I got loved ones that haven't come yet, you know.
That's right. I have too many loved ones that have not come. And I'm not just talking about loved ones of blood.
Right.
But I am talking about loved ones of, you know, like, you're my sister in
right.
Christ.
Right.
And we pray for your children.
Right.
You know, and the other leaders of CEF, you know, they all have their family members who have not come to know Jesus yet and stuff like that.
Right.
And we're just like, Lord, bring them to you. Bring them to you before it's too late. And like I tell my children, my grandson and I were having a decent talk, brief but decent talk this morning, and he's like, Grandma, something's up. And we were talking about that, you know, and I told him, I said, Adam, it doesn't make any difference whether the rapture happens quickly, shortly, or if it's 10 years down the road. To God, that's nothing.
Right.
And really, when you stop and think about it, where has the last 10 years gone in our life? So for us, it's nothing either.
True.
But, and then of course my son, he's just like, oh Mom, people have always said that the world's going to come to the end, that the rapture's going to come. And I said, well, you have never been taught that here. You've been taught to love the Lord, you know, and that someday, I mean, God's plan will be fulfilled. But he was never taught that, oh, it's going to be right around the corner. But right now, you see such a conversion of prophecy and hatred. You know, prophecy being fulfilled, or the possibility of prophecy being fulfilled, and the hatred of brothers against brothers. You know, and
yeah,
it's just, it really is something to make us pray fervently for our families. And that's what I would think. I would hope that your audience would listen to. I know we're rambling on a lot and we're changing from one subject to the other, but pray for the children of the community. Pray
yes.
for the schools that they would be open.
Yes.
Pray for the family, the unsaved members. Pray for the members who are saved, that they can speak up.
Yes, be
and
bold.
Say
be bold.
Something
mm-hmm.
that will catch the interest of the unsaved.
True.
You know, God gave us a voice. He gave us our knees so that we would talk to him. We would make petitions to him, but praise him too. Praise Him for the beautiful day that He's given us, even among this turmoil. You know, we've got beautiful skies today, and we've got a great sun, and we had recent rains. You know, those types of things are blessings, and how many times do they go by without us saying, Lord, thank you?
That's true. Absolutely. Woke you up this morning and started you on your way clothed and in your right mind, a mind to serve Him and to thank Him. And, you know, I may have gotten up myself and not said all that, but so much to do, you know. I just had so much to do this morning. But, yes, before the day is over, I hope to have that much breath in my body to give Him praise and thanks, you know, for who He is. I was also thinking this when we were talking about CEF and getting the message out to the children. This is one thing that I, for me being one of the lead teachers until what, just last year, I think I let go of Grant Middle School. There is a watered down, candy-coated message that comes through the pulpits of most churches today. There seems to be a lack of the boldness to speak as we ought to speak, which Ephesians 6:10 tells us, you know, as we put on the whole armor of God. Now, boldness means you say things that God wants you to say and not what you think up in your mind that the people will accept, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be in a gruff, abrasive way. It's just being truthful. Being truthful nowadays is being bold.
But CEF does not candy coat the message to those children.
No. CEF is very good about delivering God's word in a truthful manner.
How many times are you saved over and over by studying your lesson? And you're repenting? I mean, it's just that bold. And those children get it. And their lives are changed forever.
Mm-hmm.
They may go out the way, but they will be back. Because they know God loves them. You know, and they know God hates sin. I mean, we're teaching them that. Are they teaching that to adults? Or just go do what you want to do? You know, God loves you. My. It behooves us to get the word right. And I think of some of the words and messages that God gives us. He wasn't nice at all.
He was just, well, you know, and he was direct.
Very.
You know, he was direct.
And it hurt your feelings sometimes, but it's because you needed it, right?
Well, that's right. You know, his word is for rebuking, for discipline, for training. But what does a loving father do? A loving father doesn't always say, oh, that's okay. You hit your brother in the face. That's okay. Just don't do it again. Usually a loving father says, don't do it again.
Right.
And a swat on the butt.
So,
you know, or, you know, sits down for a timeout and says, think about what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way a loving father is. He's giving you boundaries.
Yes.
Boundaries to help you grow as an individual, to help you grow in stature and confidence. So, it is a big letdown when today I was just sharing with an adult nephew and his niece. We had some prayer time, and they were talking about wanting to go back to church or wanting to get started as a married couple to church. And I gave them three churches that I felt comfortable within the community to give their names out, because they are, and don't get me wrong, I know that there's more, but, you know, one was charismatic, one was a small, traditional, contemporary type of church, and another one was a larger church, you know. But I know all three of them stand on God's word.
Right.
And that's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to share with somebody, if they're interested in a church that stands on God's words, That's not going to tickle their ears. And in CEF, we're not, you know, again, the lessons are child appropriate.
Oh, yes.
And oftentimes I have shared with my children in club that when they start reading the word for themselves, they're going to find out that Mrs. Lee left out some details.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, a lot of details.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because
we can't get it all, right?
Right. But, you know, you prepare them to let them know that Mrs. Lee didn't lie.
Right.
She just won, did not tell all the details, because the Bible is a wonderful book for them to discover themselves. And two, she just didn't have all the time. I mean,
Amen.
We've only got a few minutes to share a lesson with the Lord, about the Lord with the children. But, you know, you prepare them and let them know.
Right.
That it wasn't an intentional, it was something for them to discover on their own.
Amen. That's so true.
And, you know, even the youngest child understands that there are stages of teaching. There are stages of teaching.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know that. Because you can read one book five times and still find something new that you missed.
You can read one story.
Right.
You can read one story, and sometimes it comes down just one verse.
One scripture. You got that right in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And how often sometimes I say, why don't they find another scripture? Because it like on a Sunday, and you watch TV, Christian channels, sometimes five pastors may have that same scripture. And they all give something a little different about it that they saw, that God wants them to say. Same scripture!
Mm-hmm.
And then you can read it and still get something different.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because God's word is alive.
Yes, it is.
And it speaks to, and you know the same thing, too. Let's take that back a second. A pastor could be preaching on a particular scripture. You are perceiving it in one way because of your experiences in life.
Right.
And the person beside you, or maybe behind you a couple of rows, is perceiving it in a different way.
Right.
Because the Holy Spirit is whispering to them in a different manner. And that is how big our God is.
Yes, He is.
He meets our needs where we're at. And He uses CEF. He uses CEF in that manner with the children. And the community of meeting their needs where they're at.
Absolutely.
Biblical, you know, of training them in a biblical manner where they're at.
Is that Second Corinthians?
And we don't take credit for that. All
That's
we're
true.
Doing is we're just being willing to give God a couple hours a week to be able to do that.
Right, right. That's true. That's so true. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for opening up those doors. But it's the time that we live in. It is urgent. The time is urgent. That's why I did not want to give up Grant Middle School.
And it's not just urgent for our children to be taught, although CEF is dealing with children. But it's also urgent, and this is where Satan wants to shut us down.
Right.
Because he knows the hearts of children are so pure. He knows the love of God for those children, but he also knows that through those children, and through their questioning and their voices, and when they take these lessons back home,
right,
it has an impact.
Oh, yeah.
It has an impact throughout that family.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that Satan doesn't want.
Of
he
course.
Does not want those children to be heard.
No. He don't want those lives, souls to be saved, that those children
right.
will reach. And, you know, as we're talking about this, and as it hurt me that I had to give up Grant Middle School, but lo and behold, God closed down the schools. I mean, it's not funny, but He closed down the schools. Where the word was being taught or wasn't allowed to be taught or hindering the word. So God is doing a great work that we can't see during this pandemic. during the civil unrest. I mean, he has to be doing a great work. As you said, he has a plan. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's not a guy that he has a God is not a man that he has to lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent. And God's word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and bone and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And see, people think that they can get away with pretense, pretending that they're Christians, pretending that they serve God, pretending that they know God, and they don't. But only God knows the heart. We don't. He knows the intentions.
Right.
You know, we don't know their intentions. We may find out later, you know, that they were putting on a big show, but God knows all things. We cannot hide from him.
Well, that's true. We can't hide from him. And when I'm trying to speak to or share with, just sending out text messages of like a good program, a good pastor that I've seen on YouTube, or you know, a good program that I've seen on YouTube pertaining to God and His Word, or pertaining to His creation, and I, you know, send it out through the family. I have my ex daughter-in-law always responds and says thank you, but my family is mute. And I'm like, and I just, you know, I just share with them, and I just love them. And of course, I share, you know, I'll send out a text of other things like, how's the day, you know, here's my day, it's going great, you know, that type of thing too. So it's not just always biblical, but I'm just like, okay, Lord, you know, I'm going to send these out. They click it off, that's on them. But I have to be the watchman, don't I?
Yes.
I have to be the watchman, and I have to send it forward. I have to shout it out that this is what's coming, so it's not on me.
Right. That's true.
But if they turn their back on it, or if they don't want to watch it, they don't want to take the time because they're too busy playing their computer games or on their phones now and stuff, it's on them.
Yes.
I can't make them, just like Christ. Christ will not make us fall to our knees and ask for forgiveness. I can't make them, you know, push those buttons and watch that program, which would be very beneficial to them. But I can share with them in the hopes and with the prayer coverage that God, that something will catch their interest.
Amen.
All I have to do is just catch one of their interests, and they'll talk among each other. Right now, mom's crazy. But if one of them just open up one of those articles and watch it, and then share, mom's not so crazy anymore.
That's true.
And that's what so that's why you keep doing it. Oftentimes when we're serving the Lord, we have egg on our face. But that's okay. It washes off.
Yes, it does. Like I was saying, yeah, sometimes those words are heated because they catch you right where they need to catch you. God knows where you need to repent. He knows where you are. And his words does not always come across as nice, you know, but effective.
But it comes across, it may not come across as nice right now, but, you know, a week down the road or a month down the road or even a year if the Lord grants it. And something happens and that comes back to them because God says that his word will never go void. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
That if we can get that word into them or in front of them, someday they will be able to recall it. And it will make sense to them.
Yes, it will. And guess what, Cheryl? We are out of time. I have enjoyed our time today. I'm so glad I got a hold of you. I'll have to get back with you soon.
Sounds good. And maybe we will actually stay on the topic of child evangelism fellowship. Yay!
There's just so much out there to talk about, and I think it's still evolved around child evangelism fellowship. That's getting the word out and the good news that Christ is soon to return.
That's right.
So everybody get ready, right?
And we want everyone to go with us.
Amen. Thank you for spending time with us. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here today. And my guest that just called in, Cheryl Lee, thank you so much. I didn't finish my thought for today, but I'll try to get back with that Monday. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas. Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll tell you the things that happened with Sullivan and I on the air.
Oh, really?
I did a routine about a coal miner disaster. And at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to have that routine. I take a note on my